Hello, my name is
Hello?
Al from Mental Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
50-50.
Thank you very much. And will you please tell me your age?
I'd rather not. Thank you.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people's either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Unknown.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thank you. Thinking about elections for Congress, will you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Unsure.
And we said that you will definitely vote for the Republican candidate or lean toward the Republican or Democrat candidate?
No, unsure.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Ron DeSantis.
Unsure.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
I don't have an impression at all.
About an opinion?
No, I don't.
Okay. So we say that you don't recognize his name or you don't really have an opinion about him?
I'm saying I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you. And about Thomas Shalifoux?
Don't recognize that name.
About Kamala Harris?
No opinion.
Okay. And we say that it's a little of both or no opinion at all?
No opinion at all.
Okay. About Darren Soto?
Don't recognize that name.
Okay. About MAGA Republicans?
MAGA Republicans, what does that mean?
I'm just reading this verbatim. More information isn't written here, sir. I'm sorry.
Is there a difference between Republicans and MAGA Republicans?
Like I said, I don't know. I'm just reading this verbatim.
Okay, well then I don't know either.
Okay. So you don't recognize MAGA Republicans? Okay, thank
you. I didn't say I didn't recognize it. I said I don't know what the difference is, so I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. About Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Well, I just said unfavorable. I don't know what level. Let's do somewhat.
Okay. About Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. We're almost on here. How about Project 2025?
I don't have any opinion on it.
Okay. And last one, Donald Trump.
Don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I didn't recognize the name, remember? I don't know who that is.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
That I'm not sure about.
Well, which one do you lean more toward?
I don't lean towards either one of them.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukersell Powell, Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with either one.
Well, which one do you lean more toward?
I'm not familiar with either one, so I can't lean in any direction.
Okay. And if the election for the United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Schellefux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I am not familiar with either one of them.
Okay. And which one do you lean more towards?
I'm not familiar with either one of them, so I wouldn't lean anywhere.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. Now, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No.
Thank you. We're almost done here. We're halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. I would like to read you too.
Hang on 1 second. Okay. You got to hurry up, man, because I got to go.
Okay. I would like to read you now two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. First one is Darren Soto. He is the current congressman for Central Florida. He is an experienced...
Yeah.